Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. The committee legislative assistant will take the roll.
Chair Winkler.
Winkler present.
Representative Ekbaje.
Present.
Representative Barr.
Here.
Representative Tout.
Present.
Representative Haley.
Present.
Representative Herr.
Herr present.
Representative Jordan.
Present.
Representative Lilly.
Lilly present.
Representative Long.
Present.
Representative Moran.
Present.
Representative Nash.
Nash present.
Representative New Brinley.
Present.
Representative Olson.
Present.
Representative Pawlowski.
Pawlowski present.
Representative Pryor.
Present.
Representative Wolgamott. There are 15 members present.
The quorum is present. The first item on the agenda is approval of the minutes for June 29th, 2021. Representative Ekbaje.
So moved.
Representative Ekbaje moves approval of the minutes for June 29th, 2021. Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. The motion prevails and the minutes are approved for June 29th, 2021. Members, we have two resolutions in front of us related to the committee and minority caucus budget, as well as a vacation conversion. And so we'll have Barb Julek, controller of the Minnesota House, present the 2021-R21 resolution. And the chair moves adoption of that resolution. Ms. Julek, could you identify yourself for the record and please explain the resolution?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Barb Julek, House controller. With budget and accounting. The R21 resolution and attached documentation on the proposed committee budgets would allow the House to set committee budgets for each of the committees currently in, that currently exist, to spend for interim committee hearings such as per diems and travel expense allowances for the legislative term that would end January 2023. Members may recall we've done this in the past. The amounts that are proposed are aligned with the amounts that were adopted 2 years ago.
Discussion or questions, members? Seeing none, Ms. Julek?
Mr. Chair and members, I was just going to also say also on here are the two minority caucus budgets and those amounts are the same as 2 years ago.
Thank you, Ms. Julek. I still do not see member questions. So the chair's motion is adoption of the 2021 R21 resolution. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, no. The motion prevails and the 2021-R21 resolution is adopted. Next is the R22. Ms. Knight, can you please identify yourself for the record and present?
Yes, Mr. Chair and members. I'm Kelly Knight. I'm the Director of Human Resources for the House of Representatives. Before you, you have a resolution on vacation conversion. The House currently allows, state paid contribution or conversion of accumulated vacation to the deferred compensation plan. And what this resolution is doing is allowing regular employees the ability to convert up to an additional 50 hours of accumulated vacation, non-exempt overtime and or compensatory time to their deferred compensation plan. And this will just be for the remainder of calendar year 2021. And in an effort to allow people to use their high balances, we will establish three time periods, one being in July, and then we will continue with the September and December conversion periods.
Representative New Brinley, looks like you have your hand up.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Ms. Knight. I'll be voting yes on the resolution. I just want to make a comment, though. I mean, our staff has accumulated so many hours because of just how hard they've been working and how much time they have been putting into this job and making sure the legislature functions properly. And I hope that along with this, that directors, both partisan and nonpartisan, will really encourage their staff to actually take vacations and actually take time off and not just convert this time. They need a break. We need balance. And our staff has been doing yeoman's work, obviously, over the last year and a half. And they need a break. And I hope that they are encouraged to do that in addition to this compensation.
Thank you, Representative New Brindley. I completely agree with you. And not only have we had an unusual 18 months of straight session, but we've done so under very challenging circumstances. And I want to say for the record, on behalf of the House Majority and the Rules Committee, that we do want our staff to fully make use of their vacation and comp time. They have earned it, more than earned it. Other questions or comments, members? Seeing none, all those in favor of the chair's adoption of the chair's motion to adopt the 2021-R22 resolution, please say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed, say no. The motion prevails and the resolution is adopted. I don't have any other member requests to speak, and there's no further business before the committee members. We are adjourned.